Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hey there, and greetings, dear radio friend. Welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. I'm Brother Johnny Owens and your host here on the Monday through Friday daily broadcast of the Sounds of Faith. And we're going to try to get a little farther in the message of the five stones that David picked up there in the brook, and trying to, of course, figuratively look at these five stones and things that they need to represent for us to survive the giants in our life. And we'll continue with that thought here in the preaching time in just a little while. But let's get right into the music. We've been hearing, we told you we're going to hear a choir number every day this week. Here's a good one from our CD from several years going back. And it's a good song. It says, "I Go to the Rock." That's our adult choir singing for you today. Getting our program started off with a good number from the choir. Amen. Well, we thank you for joining us today here on this Tuesday. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Of course, you can tell by the music we play and the manual that we use. Amen. The King James Bible. We are an old-fashioned. We're not a contemporary church and don't plan to be. And we have plenty of bright lights in our sanctuary. We don't have darkness, amen. We don't cut the lights out, and our walls are not black, amen. And we still have hymn books in the pew, amen. And if you're looking for an old-fashioned type church, that's what we are here at Faith, and we promote that. We do. We promote that. That's not, you know, it's not just something that we do. That's what God has had this church to be. Since 1952, That's 11 years before I was even born, amen. And we are glad to, we'd be glad to have you come and visit with us. Now, tomorrow night we'll be having our prayer meeting service at 7 o'clock. And then on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock is our Sunday school hour. And we then come into the sanctuary. Then, of course, the choir you just heard will kick off our worship time together on Sunday morning and Sunday night at 6 o'clock. And we'd love to have you come and visit for any of these services. And we're located just simply right on the corner of Highway 18 south of Shelby, about 5 miles from the intersection of Highway 180, only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Amen. We'd love to have you come and visit. And not asking you to join, not asking, we're just asking you, hey, if you don't have a church home, you're not in church, hey, come by and pay us a visit. And the Lord could probably do some, he'll probably do some great things in your life. I believe that. And, you know, hey, can I just be real for a moment? Let me just be real. Some of you listening today, you've tried everything else. I mean, you've tried everything else to find happiness. And you know, I'm not saying that the church is going to make you happy. I'm just saying that the God that we preach and the Savior that we have, he can bring you joy. And why don't you give him a try? And we, of course, we'll meet tomorrow night at 7 for prayer meeting, then on the Lord's Day. Amen, as I mentioned. All right, well, here's a good number from, I'll tell you, let's play this one first here. Let's play Miss Melissa Medina, missionary's wife to the Philippines. Amen. They were here with us several months, and she sang a few times while she was here. And this is a good song, got a good message. This is a song from my childhood. Amen. It says, Lord, remind me. Remind me, dear Lord. Amen. It'll bless your heart.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, remind me, dear Lord. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Oh, remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, remind me, dear Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in his hands. Yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. But remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, remind me, dear Lord. So remind me, remind me, dear Lord.
Amen. Well, remind us, dear Lord. Amen. Oh, it's a good thing to be reminded of, that everything we have come from him, friend. And it's just on loan. It's just on loan for a while, amen, and we're thankful for that, amen. Well, in our truthful today, we'll see what it says for us. We'll go to the book of Joshua, and Joshua chapter number 6, and really and truly, I didn't plan this. I really didn't, and I'm trying to get my, there we go. I didn't plan this, but our truth for today, you know, it's kind of goes along with our preaching and talking about people who go out in battle, amen. And this is Joshua chapter number 6 and verse 2 and partial verse 20. They've got them grouped together here. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor, and they took the city. You know, the Bible is full of stories about ordinary people who went to war armed with nothing more than the word of God and won. The Bible says, you know, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Oh, I tell you, it's great. It's great to see people that is willing to step out on nothing more than the word of God. You know, that's pretty good standing ground, amen, because it ain't going to wither. It ain't going to fade. It's always going to be what it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. Great truth. I like that today. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things with the word of God and by the word of God. Amen. Prayer also helps that. Will you join me for a time of prayer today? Let's pray together. Father, we're thankful today for your word. Indeed, it is a great, great strength in our life. And Lord, I'm asking you today, based on that word, God, you said you'd forgive us when we failed you. And I'm claiming that today. God, I'm asking you, God, to forgive me for I may have sinned against you, whether in thought, word, or deed today. Cleanse my heart, I pray. Lord, I want to say thank you for your blessings and for what that you've done for us already. God, we're very, very fortunate and blessed by thee. I'm thankful, Lord, that we are one of your children. And God, your eyes always on us. And God, you never slumber nor sleep. And God, we find encouragement and courage and comfort knowing that you always are with us. And Lord, I'm asking you, God, to touch those that are listening to the sounds of faith today. God, we appreciate their faithfulness and, God, their dedication, not just to this program or to this radio station, but to you, people that hunger for the things of God. God, I pray you may bless them in a very special way. God, for those that may be sick, God, touch that body. God, those that may be struggling in their mind, God, touch that mind. Now, those that may be a little wayward in their faith, I pray, God, you touch that heart. Well, I'm glad to know that you never leave us nor forsake us. And I pray we'll reach out to you today. God, allow you to be what you want to be in our life. Bless us now as we continue on the broadcast and the preaching time, the rest of the music. I pray thy will be done. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, we do thank you for joining us here on the Sounds of Faith. And we're going to hear a song here from the Gospel Hymn Boys. They'll be picking and singing one for us here in this time slot. And here again, one of those songs that just kind of fits in with what we're preaching on this week. And talking about a rock, amen, we heard at the earlier part of the broadcast, we heard the adult choir singing, I Go to the Rock, amen. And, of course, this one is he's the rock I'm leaning on. And, of course, what are we preaching on? Those rocks, those rocks, those stones of David, amen, amen. Here we go. Let's go hear this from him, boys. He's the rock I'm leaning on.
About him or the things he's done for you, If His word you take for granted and you don't believe is true, if the blood He shed on Calvary won't melt your heart of stone, please don't criticize Him. He's the rock I'm leaning on. He's the rock of my salvation. He's my refuge from the storm. In sorrow, He's my comfort. He's the reason I was born. He's the one I can depend on when all my friends are gone. So please don't criticize Him. He's the rock I'm leaning on. While at your door He's knocking, if you'd only let Him in. Why, He could be your strength and courage when you feel that you're alone. So please don't criticize Him. He's the rock I'm leaning on. He's the rock of my salvation. He's my refuge from the storm. In sorrow, He's my comfort. He's the reason I was born. He's the one I can depend on when all my friends are gone. So please don't criticize Him. He's the rock I'm leaning on.
Amen. He's the rock I'm leaning on. Amen. Great song there from the Gospel Hymn Boys. Amen. Here's Miss Carolyn going to sing for us today. It is no secret what God can do. Amen. I tell you what, nobody sings it like her. Amen.
The chimes of time ring up. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. God is on your side. just take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others.
No secret what God can do. Now, he may keep things a little hidden every now and then, but I tell you, when it's time, he will make it public. He will make it known, and we're kind of seeing that in our Bible lesson, our Bible preaching time, and we'll pick it up today in the book of 1 Samuel. We're in 17th chapter. We'll pick it up in verse number 48, preaching on these five smooth stones. We noticed yesterday that first stone could represent and should represent a clear-cut relationship with God. Boy, I tell you, we need that in life. And boy, I tell you, but I notice what the Word of God says in verse 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and sling it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of a sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Stone number two today, could we say it represents a clear-cut break with sin? We're talking about being able to stand in the midst of the giants. That clear-cut relationship is necessary and has to be there, as we looked yesterday. But notice a clear-cut break with sin. David was David was clean. You know, you can go back and see David's life and how how God called him, how God molded him, how God used him. Of course, we see him being used here. David was clean and clear. And in his first psalm that he wrote, he talked about the law of God cleansing him. He reflected on that first psalm. And, you know, we as God's people, you know, the reason a lot of people won't stand against sin is because they're in sin themselves. And you cannot be effective unless there is a clean, clear-cut break with sin. You know, David's life was he didn't have any ill spirit towards anyone. I mean, he didn't have nothing personal, I guess, against the giant. Although that he, had enough of his ramblings about the God of Israel. And, like I said yesterday, I think we ought to live peaceably with all men if possible. I believe the Bible teaches us that. We ought not to be arrogant cantankerous or, not being able to get along with. But you know what? David's life was an open book. And, he got the title of a man after God's own heart for a reason. God just doesn't pin pins on you, friend, for no reason. God doesn't hand out titles unless there's a reason for it. You think about that. I never really thought about that. Things that God has said about people. Abraham was a friend of God. I mean, hey, that's a pretty good title to have. Everybody's wanting a title. Everybody's wanting a plaque on the door or a plaque on the desk, and they want this. They want all these so-called titles or accolades of man. But how about something God give me? Oh, hallelujah! I had a preach right there, fellas. I had a preach right there. Titles that God gives out. Oh, let me be called a friend of God. hey, let me do that. I mean, give me that. How about what David said about? They said about David, a man after God's own heart. If I can want the things God wants, can I desire the things God desires? Can I love the things God loves? Can I hate the things that God hates? I think God is showing us here in this second, this little stone number two. We got to have a clean break with sin. You've heard all the cliches. You've heard all the little one-liners. You've heard all of them all your life. I have too. My grandparents were notorious for giving me these little sayings that just, to this day, they're still with me. To this day. And, you can't walk with God and run with the devil. You heard that one before? I've even got the first Scofield Bible that I ever bought. I bought it in 1978. My first Scofield Bible. I got written in front of that Bible a little cliche that my granddaddy used to say. He said, sin will keep you from the Bible, or the Bible will help keep you from sin. And that's true. That is so true. But as we progress this week, we've seen stone number one, a clear-cut relationship with God. Stone number two, representing a clean cut or a clear cut break with sin. We've got three more days and three more stones. So we'll cover one day, the Lord being willing. And we'll, of course, continue with some good singing as well the rest of the week. So, hey, come on back, Nick. Come on back tomorrow. Tune us in tomorrow if you can. And we'll be here, Lord willing, and going about this study on David's five smooth stones. Amen. Till then, God bless you is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.